Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on YouTube. Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also from the Rose Breaks Bachelor Roast. And here I am as usual with my gorgeous little talented man of the internet, Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
So good. I love a below deck, but a below deck day.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited because after this is done, I am going to be headed to Montreal today. I'm going a day ahead of you to have some fun times at that Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. I'm really excited to go to this thing because I've heard about this festival for many years. I'm excited to go both as someone attending, like to fan out with all these people, but also as a part of a duo performing at this festival. It's going to be so exciting. And as we've been mentioning a lot, this is like a really big platform for us, and there could be powerful and exciting and interesting people who might come to our show. So we want to put on the very best show possible. And so if you are thinking about coming, please come, because the more of you guys that are there, the better our show is going to be.
Yeah, we'll be there Friday, and then we are going to be in West Palm Beach and Atlanta for two shows in Atlanta. One is sold out, so go get your tickets for the other. And those are going to be the end of August. My birthday show is the Atlanta show, so that's going to be really fun. And then Denver in September, so that's a little way away, but feel free to go get your tickets for that one. And today we are covering Below Deck.
And by the way, the tickets are at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Yes, you can find ticket links throughout the whole year. All of our dates are up there now, so you can find ticket links for whatever city you live in. And you can get our Trixie Monocle shirts for the rest of, I think, like a week and a half or something will be Trixie Monocle. So those are limited edition t-shirts. Go get them. You can find those links. Also, guess where, guys? It's going to shock you. WatchWhatCrappens.com. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So today, dun, 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 do, 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 do.
Dun, dun. God, I love that banana song.
The banana song on Blue Deck. So here we are. And you know that Hannah's still not feeling good because she's the previously voice. And she's like, she goes, previously on Blue Deck, Mediterranean.
Believe it or not, you know what's funny is I wrote almost the same thing because I thought it was Brooke. And so I wrote down, previously on Blue Deck, Mediterranean. What
it
an
was
interesting.
Hannah, and Hannah could not have been more bored. She's just like, previously on Below Deck Mediterranean.
Hi. I could have sworn it was Brooke in the middle of it, like caught up in love. So I guess let's just open it up to the listeners. Who do you think it was? Which non-American accent was it? Wasn't Casey.
Oh, so we don't need to go through all the previouslys because the same things are still happening on this episode. We open with Jamie coughing. She has been thrown down into the basement, which actually turned out to be the best room of all. She's got a TV in there, really pretty fabric walls. I mean, it's a beautiful
super
room.
Nice.
I'd stay sick.
Yeah, and the show basically opens like it's the, you know, things are tense because Kenny and Amber at the last second have decided they want to do a beach picnic with no warning, and they're down two people, and the music is all like, honey, 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 honey.
Hannah's barfing.
She is literally like in her bed recreating the ring. Like she is just like, you know, like basically just in squalor, curled up, about to come through all of our televisions and kill us all.
A beach picnic contacted 3 hours to set up. We're fucked.
That's so fucked.
And Adam's like, I knew Candy was going to try to get some payback on me, brah. I'm going to just roll with the flow in my hashtag no onions hat, which I still find very unamusing, but I'm going to wear it because I'm a professional Michelin star, bitch. Michelin star. So then we get another Jamie coughing while Candy's doing tequila shots upstairs. And then Brooke going to Casey. Now, you know things are desperate when you have to go up to Casey like, you're going to have to help me right now. You're my last hope.
Case is like, absolutely, as she like knocks over every glass in the kitchen, you know. Hold on, I've just finished arranging every single tall glass in a giant row, and oh, whoops, they all fell over domino style.
I just poured the martini juice into the iron. I'm waiting for it to heat up. Just shaking it.
I just served Kenny some Clorox. I think he likes it.
And Hannah, I've never had an anxiety attack on a boat. That's nowhere to go. There's more to this than just Conrad now that I've had time to think of it. I've got my captain breathing down my neck, and I'm sharing a room with someone who's hooking up with my mortal enemy. Like, you better get your ass to work, okay, lady?
Yeah, she's literally blaming Sandy and Brooke for her anxiety, essentially. So,
get
meanwhile...
out of bed.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the tender is ready to go to start transporting stuff, and Conrad's like, well, you know, I want to check in on Hannah, the love of my life, but I don't want Sandy to see me coming out of her charter. I'm her room mid-charter, so I've got to just keep on doing this, got to keep on doing it. And Joao, meanwhile, is like, I love pressure charters. Honestly, I love it. I get such a boner.
I love it. All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep the drinks coming, because the more drinks you have, the more naps you need. All right, keep the drinks coming, guys.
Let's nap it up. I'm going to go check in on Jamie. Hey, Jamie, how you doing down here? How's my little sickly scuttle bug? And she's like, I just want to work. She's like, aw, don't cry, little girl. You didn't ask to be sick. You can just sleep, take a rest. There you go. Nap
there
it up.
Go. There you go.
Oh, that's good nap.
Goodbye, baby. Oh, my God, don't get me sick. Don't get me sick. Please.
All right, get back to your quarantine. Don't feel like you're not part of the rest of the group, even though you've been quarantined.
With horses, I would never miss a training session. And it's the same with yachting. I'm like, what?
What? I have to have as good as a yachting record as I did as a horse and riding record.
How am I going to break this yacht if I'm not at work?
How am I going to get to the chocolate milk if I'm quarantined down here in this luxury room?
And then the guest star of the show, the Eskies, which are the ice coolers. People just keep saying Eskies. Because Ken's
big
like,
show
hey,
for Eskies.
We could use some more ice. And she's like, there's ice in the Eskies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love those Eskies.
So
Jerome, meanwhile.
Sorry.
You do it.
No, you do it. I didn't have
you
anything to say. I was going to go on to the next scene.
I was. Me too. Well, me too.
Damn it.
I was going to say Joao on the beach.
We're not used to having Eskies here,
Eskies
okay?
are ruining us.
Yeah,
we're
fuck
ruined.
You, Eskies.
Fuck you. I hate those Eskies.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're on the beach. Joao and Brooke are on the beach. And he's like, me African feet are no longer African. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Oh, he was willing to shave the soles of his feet off on a rocky Mediterranean beach just to be with me. That is love. I'd never seen it before.
Love is a sunset and nibbling off the little soles of your man's feet as he remembers he's no longer in Africa.
Love is watching a man sacrifice all his bunions and corns just to be with the lady he's passionate about.
He's like, now listen here, Grant. I'm from Zimbabwe, all right? And I'm not used to the Grand being so rough on me, all right? Every other piece of Grand I've ever been on has broken up with me, all right?
In Zimbabwe, we didn't have much ground. That's the way. We didn't have much, so we didn't take it for granted.
Zimbabwe, you know what we stand on? Curbs. That's all we've got. There's no ground. There's no street.
Right.
It's one big curb.
I had to grow up quickly. Happened to walk on non-soft ground in Zimbabwe.
So back at the boat, they're like, Tessa, Kenny, and Amber! Then Adam, Conrad, Adam, Conrad, Adam, Patch, Conrad, Adam, Conrad, Adam, God damn it, Kenny's fucking with me, I can't take it, bro.
Well, wait, before we get up back there, we have to also mention that Brooke was holding some sort of like suntan lotion or whatever, and Jara's like, can I have some? And she's like, sure, here you go. And he goes, not from there. And she's like, oh,
ew.
That rapscallion wit.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I guess he means he wants some from her.
Oh, God. Gross.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Let me close my room door. Give me 1 second. You keep vamp.
Ben is closing his door. I don't know why he needs to close it, but he is
I'm back.
Oh, man, I was just about to get to the keychains. Glad you got back.
Oh, shoot. Here. Oh, shoot. Okay, so Adam's chance to shine with Kenny. It's his moment.
Yeah, he's like, listen, Conrad, I don't want to put the food on the ground, so if you can have two tables, then I could put food on one table, and you can serve it on another table, all right?
Wow, forward thinking from the chef.
Yeah, I love when Adam pretends he's, you know, like the head of ER.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like a slice of mozzarella slices. Like, okay, yeah. Adam, you can calm down there. And Casey says, wait, what about these Eskies?
Oh, Casey, good job. Good job. That was a good find. Those Eskies.
Good find with the Eskies.
Oh, my God. We could have had a lunch. We could have a picnic with no Eskies. Oh, God. I mean, those Eskies.
I haven't seen those Eskies so happy. And you know the difference? Hannah's not on board.
Oh, God. You know what? If you hadn't had enough rest, you wouldn't have noticed. You wouldn't have remembered the Eskies. I'll tell you that much.
So then we get
guess what I like an Esky full of? Broccoli and potatoes. That's a good Esky.
They're parsnips! Well, all right there, Adam. You're doing a good job, too. So Casey gets a little clip talking to us, and she says, is Hannah hungover, or does she have bronchitis like Jamie? Finally, I'm able to shine because Hannah's dead now. Like, okay, thank you, Detective Casey.
Yeah, congratulations. You lifted up a cooler. So,
you
Adam's
learned
like,
that an Esky is not an iron. Okay, baby steps, but, you know, calm down.
Esky is short for Eskimo, right? Isn't that the brand, right?
Yeah, the coolers. Yeah, the Eskimo coolers.
So Adam's like, whoa, bro, you know, she just pulled off the fastest beach picnic in the history of yachting. Whoa, I could kiss her. Oh, my God. I could bone her. I could put spinach all in her omelet. That's what I could do.
But I won't, because she's not my type.
I won't. You know what I'll do? I'll just think about that idea, putting food on one table and give it to another table.
Yeah, and everybody is basically like, hey, Hannah's not here. Yeah. So rude.
Sandy's like, Conrad, he's laser focused. What's the difference? Rhymes with banana. Oh, I love that banana, but not what rhymes with banana, but the banana, yes.
So then Adam comes in with some food for Hannah. He's like, special delivery. Want to make out, babe? And she's like, oh, you didn't want to make out with my breath, right, now? My breath asked me to brush my teeth, and I said, no breath, I won't.
You wait your time, honey. So then Adam's like, that's just what I do. Sometimes you just got to ask someone, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? Before you start to undermine them in front of their own crew.
So then over at the beach party, are we at the beach party?
Yeah, we are. Kenny.
So Amber is like, oh, you got the roomies, you and Chihuahua? And Brooke's like, oh, no, not roomies. She's like, yeah, sometimes you're roomies. Oh, in my head we're being professional, but clearly we're giving off some MAGA vibes.
I was like, make American great vibes? What? Are you a Trump supporter, Brooke?
I know, it did sound like she said MAGA vibes.
She's like, oh, no one thought she'd lose.
Oh, yeah, I thought we had a romance that was hidden behind closed doors and darkened windows, but it turns out all the world can see it because love cannot be denied.
Real love is not quiet. It blows tents across beaches.
And the tent, you know, blows away, and Kenny's like, oh, yeah, ice, baby, too cold.
Oh, God.
So I don't know where this ice is coming
from. Yeah. Well, I mean, we learn a little bit later, but at that moment, I was like, wait, what? It's so like, then we see Sandy with
Kenny. Kenny, by the way, in every scene has a new pair of stupid sunglasses.
Yeah.
You know those ugly sunglasses? And I get it because I'm a big guy, too. And, you know, when you're big, you have patterns of a shirt to work with, funny socks, or wacky glasses. And Kenny's got, like, every terrible plastic, you know, gas station Cynthia Bailey nutcase glasses on.
Yeah, seriously. He is probably still saying things like winning, you know, like
yes.
And he, you know, he's that type. He and Ashley from Southern Charm. Winning.
Winning. Yeah, totally. So yeah. Back at the boat, Captain Sandy is doing some dishes.
Oh,
forget
yeah.
Forget that I'm a captain. If you're the manager of a restaurant and you got to do dishes, you got to do dishes. Ho, hi, ho. It's out there doing some dishes, I go. Hey, dish, guess what? I'm going to put you over here to dry. That's called a dish nap, right?
Dish nap. Ah, let's have a good rest right here. We're going to quarantine this bowl over here. There you go. Just get some rest. We're going to fill you up
later. Get
down
there in the lower bowl. You take a nap till we're ready for you again, okay?
You know what I love about these bowls? They just fit right inside of each other. That's just called teamwork, you know? There's no I in bowl, okay?
So the guests come back, and they're all using the slide.
Yes, slides are blown up.
The captain says, how was the picnic?
Oh, they loved it, and they loved the food, Adam. Oh, guess who's doing amazing? Everyone up here is doing amazing. Adam, you're doing amazing. Brooke, you're doing amazing. Salad bowl. Okay, good. You can't hear me because you're taking a nap. Good. Which is amazing. And guess
Salad
who's not
Tom,
here being
tell
amazing?
Tell your friends.
Yeah. Guess who's not here being amazing? Not going to say her name, but it bugs me that it rhymes with banana. Okay. Tell you that.
So Conrad goes in to check with Hannah, and he's like, you know, the last thing I want to do is ever to abandon someone. I'm not going to treat Hannah the way my biological dad did me, just throw me off in a bin when I was 1 month old. I'm like, I think, like, if you don't check in on Hannah for, like, another hour, you will not be committing the same sins as your father. It's okay. It's yeah. okay, Conrad.
I don't want her to think that I'm just like my dad. Never talking to her again. I'm like, oh my God, she's taking a nap. It'll be okay.
All right, Mediterranean Sandy, Sandy to Mediterranean Sea, to boat to sea, to boat to sea, to boat to sea. I'm going to move the boat a little bit. I'm going to move the boat. Everyone, hey, all the fishes, get out of the way. We're going to move the boat a little bit, okay? Just going to move it over there for a second, okay?
Yeah. I want to move it around because there's more wind here, okay? And, yeah. You know, Rack the Boat is a fun song, but it's not really a good vacation. Everyone understand
no.
it? Who is with me? Everyone? Okay,
sit
let's
down.
Do
everyone
it.
Sit down. Sit down, sit down, sit down. You're rocking the boat, you know what I'm saying?
So Conrad's like, so do you want me to tow the boat? She's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Tow the boat.
Tow the slide. The slide.
Oh, the slide, yeah, because they're
point.
Moving the boat.
So he says that, and meanwhile, Casey is serving Pinot Noir to the. They're all the guests are in the tub, and Kenny's just staring at her with like boner eyes. Like if his eyes could be erections, that's what they would be. He's just like,
kissing. Yeah.
So
he's really gross. That guy. It's like Pinot Noir. No, there's no in that. Do you have any Pinot? And yes. Yeah. Get on it.
How about
yeah.
some penis noir? You know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm gonna say no to him, and no, and no, and no, until finally he gets it. So then Joao, meanwhile, is like, so here's what I think you should do, Conrad. Why don't we take the slide down and put it starboard? We'll deflate it, put it starboard, turn it upside down, shake it out, put it starboard, then move it up to the other, the aft deck, then back to the starboard deck, and then we'll have it all ready. And Conrad's like, no, I think we got it. We're just going to tow it. He's like, all right, well then, why don't you explain to me why you won't take my view into consideration? He's like, well, because I already made up my mind on what I want to do. Well, why don't you just explain to me? In Zimbabwe, they explain to you. That's what you get in Zimbabwe. You realize I'm just trying to offer some advice. Just some free advice. Some free advice. Some free advice.
Just only advice that you have to take if you're not going to misrate me and make me feel like shit for coming someone having an opinion. And Conrad's like, you know what? How about you shut your mouth and do your job and that's it? And I'm like, oh my God. Don't Conrad has like turned it. Into a chain smoking yeller. I love it.
Oh, I wonder who has been rubbing off on
yeah.
him.
Oh, God. Guess who's not here
oh,
right
God.
Now?
Oh,
gosh.
God. So Joao's like, hey, don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me like that. Show
me
some respect.
Tell
don't
me
tell me to shut up. Don't tell me to shut up. How about you respect your bosun before you ask for respect from your bosun?
I think you just called somebody a cock juggling C word. Like a yeah. second ago, so shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, a thunder C word. Sorry.
When he was saying, I'm just trying to give some free advice, I was like, oh my God. Memories of Andrea from Real Housewives of Melbourne. He's like, Gina, I just want to give you some free advice on how to act in public, Gina.
Why don't you yeah, take bitch. That advice and shove it up your cornhole so far it comes at your throat, ding-a-ling.
So now Joao is Now Joao was really mad, so he's going up to Colin. He's like, I mean, why would you tear the slide? How is that better than slightly deflating the slide, putting it in the passageway, and carrying it on the boat? I'm like, that sounds worse. That sounds like active work. You have to deflate it. You have to haul it up, put it on the side, put it back down, everything.
He's just such an asshole. No one cares. Stop bossing everybody around. You're a jackass, okay? And I'm so glad he went back to being this much of an asshole, because last week he like made me feel something for 2 seconds when he talked about his rough life. And now I'm like, fuck this guy again.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate feeling things for terrible people. So then meanwhile, he's like, well, the captain would listen to me because I'm better than him. He literally says, oh, I'm better than him, like a baby. Yeah. And then they show the captain up on deck with her cell phone taking a picture. And she's like, you're doing great, Conrad. Conrad's like out in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, God, look at that slide. Look, there it goes. There's a slide. The slide's like a banana in the water, but slide version.
I mean, so funny. Wow. So then she passes by Adam. And Captain Sandy usually just drives the boat a little and then stays in her room. Like, we don't see much of her. So she has to be out on the boat because she has to help so much. So she's loving doing all this work. Like, she's got a good attitude about it. She goes, oh, hey, Adam, that food looks so good. And he goes, you look so good. You do. It's like, oh, jeez, Adam.
Oh, yeah. Give me some extra broccoli tonight. Would that be possible? Oh, good. So she checks in on Hannah, and Hannah's like, yeah, I'll be good first thing in the morning. Oh, good. Get some rest. That's my favorite thing. Get some rest. Oh, for a season and a half, Hannah, I just wanted you to get some rest, and finally it's happening. Oh, God.
Finally, it's happening to me. You are napping and napping and nap. Okay, you're asleep. God, work here is done.
Meeting Mr. Nap, the nap of my dreams, the one who makes me count sheep, or whatever it means. So Sandy's just like in a happy place. Hannah's like out of the picture, so Sandy's just thrilled. So she's like, oh, wow, you know what, that picnic? That was just wonderful. And look at that. Oh, look, there's a slide in the water. And Joao's like, oh, Conrad looks ridiculous. I've never seen a tender with a fucking all blown up slide in the middle of the water. How does this make sense? And, you know, Sandy, like you said, it's just like, Joao, are you upset? You want to come up here? You want to drive the boat a little bit, Joao? You want to come drive the bus? Yeah, come on up here, little guy.
It's so when you're in a bad mood and your dad, when you're a little kid, is like, you want to drive? And he lets you touch the steering wheel. And you're like, I'm doing it. That is so what Captain Sandy's doing with Joao. And he totally falls. Like, Joao literally thinks he's a captain now. It's so funny. They keep showing him up on the bridge. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm driving the boat. Like, he's like making serious face, staring at all the panels of instruments. It's like, oh, yeah.
Brooke and Casey are like getting ready for dinner, and she's like, I'm so happy that there's no tension with me and Casey regarding Joao. I was worried that love would get in the way, but foolish me, love is never in the way.
Love doesn't hurt. Love helps flowers blossom.
So Casey's like, I really want to help you, but I have to iron purple napkins. And Brooke says, don't worry about that. And I'm like, oh, no, I hope there's some purple napkin drama later.
I know, but there wasn't.
There wasn't. I was so sad. I really thought this was going to be a huge drama.
So meanwhile, the slide, after like literally like it felt like every 5 seconds, they kept on cutting back to this slide in the water. Like, the sun had already gone down. That slide had been out there. It was just like on its own little journey. But now it's finally back. They hooked it back up onto the boat. And Cindy's like, you know what? There are many ways to solve a problem. There's no right or wrong way as long as the problem is solved and as long as you get a nap afterwards. Am I right, everyone?
And Conrad is high-fiving Colin because they did it. And it's like the first compliment he's ever gotten from Captain Sandy, you know. And Joao's like, I'm so mad. I just drove a boat. I should deserve respect. I'm bigger than you now. And they cut to Ken, and he goes, this pecker's never been so happy.
I love the adrenaline thrill that they got out of towing a slide across water. It's like, oh my God, we're doing it. We are dragging something that innately floats across water.
And it only took us 6 hours. Captain says, well, she's like, yeah, well, Jamie's still sick, Colin. And he goes, yeah, I told her to get some rest. And she goes, yeah, we call that a nap. Okay, write that down.
Why don't you talk to the pots and pans about it? They know. They know.
So the guests have been wasted, so they go take a nap, and Kenny and Amber just stay in bed. Like, they don't get up. And dinner's supposed to be at 9:30, but of course, they're, like, snoring in bed, you know.
And the basketball player, he's, like, relatively on time. He's, like, maybe, like, I think he's, like, maybe 15 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes late at max. And he is hungry, and he's just waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah, he's like, I've got to eat. I don't care if it's cheese. I don't care. He's one of those people who's like, I'm big. I need to eat immediately or I'm done.
Yeah. But to be fair, dinner is at 9:30. And, like, I would be – if dinner's at 9:30 and I'm waiting 90 minutes sitting in the same chair waiting for this douchebag to show up and I can't even have onions, then I'm going to be mad.
Well, this is kind of an odd thing because no one even gives them something to munch on. You know, I don't know what this cast has against peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
But put some peanuts out, y'all. Come on.
Yeah. Put them out.
Yeah.
Put them out. That's how
I'm out. God damn it. Get some goddamn peanuts.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Brooke is she's like,
Adam wants to communication and Santana's not here. I'm going to communicate. Adam, we've got two guests, but love will never make you feel like a guest in your own heart.
There are two guests, and if I had to guess about those guests, I would say they're in love. Love is like a meal unto itself. There's no hors d'oeuvre, there's an appetizer, there's an entree and a dessert. And at the end you say, I have food coma, I just want to go to sleep in love.
Now, Adam has got this new attitude. He tells us, a yacht chef has to know how to prime things. The prime rib, half cooked. Because if you cook it fully, you're fucked. You know, if he's not going to have it for 2 hours, look how I've got everything primed.
I was like, what, did you learn that yesterday? Because you haven't been able to do that the entire time. And also, that steak is going to be totally dried out. But nice try.
Well, yeah, exactly. Next step, learning about putting food in the fridge when you're waiting.
He's like, I'm going to give them the best dinner they've ever had. Twice baked potatoes and a steak. Wow.
Fantastic. Well, it is Kenny. You know, it might be the best dinner he's ever had. So
true.
So now it's like, it's just going, the time is ticking by. It's ticking by and ticking by. So finally, and people are getting hungry. So Brooke is like,
I have to wake them up, and I'm so afraid that if I knock on their door, they might fall out of love, and I just couldn't bear to know that I ruined two lovers' chance at having love for the rest of love eternity.
I don't want to bring hostility into their relationship, just as it's starting to bloom into a beautiful baby.
They could be in the midst of telling each other how much they love each other, and if I were to interrupt that, heavens, I'm not sure I could ever forgive myself.
So, as they do on this show, we just see close-ups of clocks as the time passes and passes. And finally she calls. She just calls on the phone because they won't answer when she's knocking the door, and he's like, I'm dreaming about peckers and pussy. What do you need? She's like,
this is love calling. To tell you, take a chance. It doesn't come around every day.
Do it. Say it, Kenny. Tell Amber you love her. Tell her you want to spend the rest of your life with her. Tell her you want to clutch her hand and always see your future in her eyes. And also, dinner's ready.
So then he's up and twirling trays around, you know. And yeah. Amber's like, my stomach doesn't feel good. So they stay in bed. And Brooke and
Adam is you see, you know, Brooke is amazing. You know, she's always trying to find a solution. She's managing the guests. This is what you got to do. I could kiss her right now. That's when he says, I could kiss her right now. Kiss her.
How is this any different than when you have to wait for somebody else who makes you wait 2 hours to serve dinner? There's literally no difference. Okay, so then Hannah and Casey. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Hannah's ironing something.
Hannah, like, emerges from her room to take out a stain. She's like, well, honey, the anxiety is passing, so I'm going to do something that's going to give me a little bit more so I can get a little bit more nap time. I'm going to take the stains out of this, the stains that I got in it from Conrad during that night. Casey's like, how are you? Stains. Anxiety. Boy.
I can't keep food down, but I can get stains off. That's what I could do. And Casey's like, okay. So Adam, yeah, this is where Adam's like, I'm going to show what I can do as a chef. I found a fig tree. So I made a fig course and a trash baked potato, and then I'm going to finish them off with a ribeye. So at the table, Brooke brings some bread, and Kenny's like, oh, she's got nice buns, I promise.
That's just his way of saying that he loves bread, and I can't stop a man from loving what he truly desires.
So then Sandy's like, well, you know what? I'm going to help on service. Hey, Colin, stop looking at porn in there. Come help me. He's like, right away.
I was just writing a song for my mom called Miss Ya, Miss the Basement. Call me soon.
So they serve some figs with a honey glaze. And
Kent goes, who's walnuts? So then Colin climbs in bed with Hannah for a little bit. And Joao's up on the bridge acting like the captain.
Exactly. And then I like that after the meal's starting. And then they're like, Brooke and Casey are clearing the dishes. And Brooke's like,
they use steak knives for the moose bouche.
Like, even Brooke can't believe it. And so Colin makes some sort of joke, like, oh, that's crazy. She's like, he's like, I'm always making her laugh.
It makes me feel like the world's best comedian. I'll take it. So then the dishwasher is jammed. And she goes, the dishwasher's jammed. Sometimes you got to get rough with it. And he's like,
that's physical comedy. It's unparalleled.
So everyone loves the steak, and everyone's basically saying, oh, dinner service was so much smoother without Hannah. You know, everyone just is like piling on to, I'm so glad Hannah's not here, etc. And afterwards, Colin's like, he's doing some sort of, he's like, I'm sweeping up the floor. And Brooke's like, oh. And Sandy goes, oh, he's hysterical.
God, that guy's funny. I haven't seen a show that funny since The King and I. Back in high school. You know, the hysterical comedy, show. The King and I.
Okay. You know what's a funny show? Les Miserables. Wall to wall laughs.
I'll tell you, Fantasia and the Color Purple. That had me on the floor rolling around.
Stitches.
So wow. Amber, then we cut to Amber telling everybody, that was the best potato I ever had. And I was like, well, Adam did it. Congratulations.
It's time for a commercial. It's time.
You've got the Euros.
Check.
Boarding passes.
Check.
And some ideas about the thermodynamic quantities of black holes. Because it's not a holiday unless you're contemplating entropy in an isolated system.
I thought you packed those.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible. Listen to Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time or download any other illuminating title from the world's largest selection. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.
For a Crappens commercial.
So now the night's winding down. Joao and Brooke are making out. Conrad and Hannah are cuddling. And it's a successful first day with Kenny, despite some hiccups. And now it's the next day. And Colin calls his mom. He's like, hi, mom. He's like, hi, Collie. So good to hear your voice. It's been like a week. How's everything going? Did you do your Broadway song? I know you're workshopping that. Did you do it? Did it go well?
Did you do your yachty song, honey? God, I miss hearing that coming down from the basement. I could feel the rumblings of it when I'm standing in the kitchen. I knew you think you couldn't hear me, but I could. Did you do it for him? Did you get a job? Have you met a nice girl? Why haven't you called me? I've been crying here for days.
Have you been able to get some Yoo-Hoo? Yeah, you like... They got Yoo-Hoo over there? No? Okay, well, you know what? I'll save some for you when you get home.
I'll tell you this much. You find a girl who loves chocolate milk, you found a girl that Colin can love. You understand what I'm saying, Colin?
Yeah.
Go get her, Colin.
They're almost the same thing, Collie. Don't be afraid. You know, chocolate milk and Yoo-Hoo, very similar.
So meanwhile...
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So meanwhile,
and then we cut to Jamie coughing all over the laundry of the laundry room. So now everybody's going to get sick.
Hannah, meanwhile, is wiping down the sink. And Hannah has, like, I was sick yesterday voice. You know, so like, she's, like, fine today. But she's, like, she's fully, like, Casey's, like, hanging in there. Hannah's, like, yeah, hanging in there, honey. Yeah. I'm, like, okay, come on. You had a whole day off. You can have normal voice. Not I was sick yesterday voice.
Yeah, get to work. So she goes into Casey and she's like, hey, is it going down here? And she's like, everything's been great. Like, purple napkins totally got ironed. Oh my God, no one telling me. Please don't tell me.
She goes, I found some askies.
She says, hey, is Brooke doing? Huh? Brooke, huh? And she's like, well, Mike, she thinks everybody's talking about her and Gerard, but I told her, no, we're not. We're all totally supportive of it. And Hannah's like, well, I think there's just some confusion going on, honey. Because, you know, Brooke's the type of girl who goes from relationship to relationship, and here she is with this bloke. What a loser. What an idiot. And Casey's like, wait a minute. 2 weeks ago, she wanted to fire me, and now you want to be mean girls with me in high school and gossip all day? Like, this is a power move. And I'm surprised that I'm like, Her chess move, and the power move.
Yeah.
Chess power.
Chess. Chesapeake Bay. I would be so flattered. I would love nothing more than to be on the brink of being fired and then be, like, recruited to be an ally in, like, a vicious game against another girl. Like, that's the best.
Yeah, but I don't like this. You can't just be mean to somebody because you don't like to wow, okay? Like, you tried to... She was hooking up with the chef in the first season. He's the biggest asshole on this show.
Well, no, I mean, I agree. I mean, in the sense of, like, I don't... What's weird is that I don't really think that there's, like, a huge amount of tension, but they keep saying there's tension, but I'm not really seeing it. I mean, she's probably like, well, listen, this guy's a dick. He's such a dick. And then Brooke never backs her up. Brooke is like, well, I think you have to get to know him. And that's probably, like, frustrating. And then she's like, don't date him. He's terrible. He's going to treat you like shit. And she does it anyway. And Joao probably will break Brooke's heart. And then Brooke will come back. And it's just one of those things like, this is so annoying.
Yeah,
so
well, that scene we see the tension. Because when Brooke and Hannah are talking, Brooke's like, guys, it was awesome yesterday. And Hannah's like, good. Now everyone can be hippie. But she's pissed, you know, because she's making Hannah honey squint eyes.
Yeah.
And Brooke's like, well, I feel a bit betrayed by Hannah, but I'm not going to entertain it. Which is the second time we've heard that on Bravo this week.
Yeah.
And Brooke says, it is different between us, Hannah. You don't want to say it, but I felt the wind change. And my heart flutters towards the east instead of towards the west. It's not the same. And Hannah says, well, it came between us, honey.
Hannah's basically like, listen, I respect your choices. I'll always respect your choices, honey. But I'm allowed to have opinions about them, too. And also, be careful with these askies, okay, honey?
She goes, do what you'd like, sweetie. And Brooke says, oh, no, but I'm not even doing anything. I'm not doing anything. The tent did something. It flew from the power of our hearts coming together on a bitch. She's like, whatever. Yeah, watch the Eskies.
So I have a question. So, well, a few things happen also. Adam proposes an onion scavenger hunt, which sounds really super fun. And Sandy's like, oh, that's a great idea. And then also, as they're starting breakfast, there was this one moment. Did you notice this? Joao and Conrad are just like sitting in the crew mess eating breakfast. And then they have a close-up on Joao looking really guilty. His eyes dart left and right. And then we see a wide shot of the two of them. And Conrad just goes like this. Oh, did Joao fart or something?
Oh.
What was that?
I don't know. My note says Colin and Joao don't – or was it Conrad?
Conrad.
Oh, yeah. Conrad and Joao don't speak in crew. That's all I saw. But Joao's like an asshole to everybody. And then he wonders why no one likes him.
Exactly.
Remember, yeah. I just took it as that, but.
So now Kenny's talking to Hannah and he's like, so guess what? We started calling Joao Ice because he's like Iceman in Top Gun, you know? She's like, I don't know what that is. Oh, so you like any of the guys here? You're probably too old for them, huh? You're probably just an old hag around these guys, right?
I know, awkward. And she's like, because he says we made Iceman. We put him with Brooke. And she goes, oh, I haven't seen that. Is that the one where Tom Cruise is coming off a plane and they call him Rabbit or something? And he goes, Maverick. They call him Maverick. It's like, I don't care, Kenny. He's like, you're too old for these guys. Oh, So awkward. And then it just gets more and more awkward with Kenny and Hannah. Just cracking.
Yeah, exactly. And Adam, meanwhile, is still talking about how he's like, I just really want to prove myself that I have what it takes to make a guy like Kenny happy. That's like saying you want to, like, I don't know, like who is, like, you're trying to impress, like, some guy selling, you know, like, pinwheels on Hollywood Boulevard. Like, who cares?
Yeah,
like,
just make a decent twice-baked potato, okay?
Yeah.
Make a couple of boob jokes and you'll win.
Yeah. So Jamie's cleaning the deck because she's like, she refuses to stay inside, you know, despite concerns from Joao, who's like, are you going to get us all sick? She's like, only if you eat my spoon. So Jamie's cleaning the deck. And Sandy's like, okay, you know what? As long as you're going to be out here, I want you to stay away from the dark and wet places. Stay in the dry, sunny places, okay? And if you feel tired, just go down and have a nap. We love our naps, don't we? And she's like, all right. She's like, stubborn little thing, isn't she?
So Hannah goes to Kenny and she's like, hey, do you feel this afternoon? I set up a bar on the Tinder and you guys can explore. You're going to go jet skiing first? There's water sports and 2:30. I'll book you on that private island over there. And he's like, hey, can Brooke and Ice take us?
And I was like, honey, this just in from the honey report. I thought I was your number one. So how are we going to honey this up, honey?
And he goes, well, you can come. It's just so touching.
Yeah. She's like, I knew you'd honey come to your mind, honey.
So he is saying, I'm going to do a wakeboard. Give me a wakeboard and I'll do a backflip for you.
Yeah, as if anyone cares about that. It's like watching a meatloaf fall over.
So Captain here, she's like, Conrad, Sandy,
dolphins, clear space dolphins. Can we get a pack of dolphins? Okay, great.
Tell Orca to stay in the corner for a little while. Kenny's going to do some backflips.
Mermaids, I'd like you all to gather around. We're going to do a little show. Kenny's going to do a backflip for you, and then you can all go back down to your underwater domain. Thank you.
So then Hannah sees Conrad. She's like, can we get a paddleboard in the water? Kenny wants a paddleboard. And so Conrad's trying to make everybody happy and do it, you know? And then the captain's like, what the hell is Conrad doing? It's about the quickness of the toys.
Yeah. So she starts being like, what is Conrad, what are you doing? Where are the wakeboards? What are your wakeboards? He's like, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. I'm trying to, you know, I got people telling me 10 different things to do. It's like, who? From whom? Who?
Yeah.
Who? Just people, like everyone, every other person. Who? Names. Does the name start with an H and end with an H and have a banana in the middle without the B? I can't reveal it. Just a lot of things. Conrad, yesterday you were laser focused. It was like, who is this guy? Gosh, it was like some brain Xeno got into you or something. And then today it's like back to just strange broccoli and potatoes minus both.
And guess who wasn't on deck when you were acceptable? Her name rhymes with banana, fana, forfana, fee, fi, more mana. Go ahead, finish my sentence. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, no. And he starts getting mad and like back talking the captain. I mean, really, Hannah is rubbing off on him.
Yeah. She's like, okay.
He's turning into like a little rebel. He's like, no, that's not it. I haven't even spoken one word to her today. And she goes, okay, take a breath before you launch into something.
Okay, just as a reminder, I can hear everything you guys say on the radio, so actually you're lying right to my face, you stupid banana fuck. Okay, come on, wakeboards. Meanwhile, Brooke and Colin are, like, again together, and Brooke's like, they're talking about the night before, and she's like, oh, you're a great Pantrahan, Colin. And he's like, oh, stop it. It just felt right. And she goes, oh, gee. It's like, I love that she actually laughs, tee-hee-hee. She actually is a tee-hee-heer.
Oh, so then Kenny finally gets his wakeboard, and I don't know.
Does he even do his flip? I don't think I even did his flip.
I don't know. I'm assuming the ocean would have told us. Would have been like, no! So
He says to somebody, he's like, got a great ass, yeah. I'm like, every time they show Kenny, he's just being disgusting towards some woman, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
So then Hannah tells the captain, we're taking him to the caves, and it's going to be super fun. And Captain's like, oh, look who's on it. Hannah, she is back. She is focused. She can be Hannah Banana now, because I love that banana, Hannah. And Hannah's like, you know, here they are. They're insisting we go with them, but I'll leave that to you. If you don't want me to go, I don't have to go. She goes, first of all, that's hilarious, because Kenny was just going to exclude her the whole time anyway. And yeah. The captain goes, well, if it's just a cork for a bit, you come right back and don't spend hours and hours and hours and hours with them, then I don't mind.
Yeah. And so it's and Sandy's like, you know what? That's all she needed. She just needed some rest. And look at her now. Gonna go have a simple Coca-Cola with guests. Come right back. Everything's gonna work well.
Now, in my mind, them going to an ice cream shop, someone's gotta get it.
Oh no, no. It's a Coke. You get a Coke, you don't get a Coke float. That's for sure. Mm. Just a Coke, okay? But in my mind, though, like, so what was the plan? That, like, they were going to take them out there and then Hannah was going to come back on her own? And, like, how is that logistically going to work?
Well, they didn't really need two people. So I guess Hannah was going to go serve drinks and, like, hang out with them a bit and then come back. And he was going to go pick them up and bring them home. But
was it? Oh, like meaning that they would come back and then someone else would go out with a tender and then go like I. But doesn't someone else, I
don't know how it makes sense, but I know that Kenny specifically asked for Brooke and Joao, yeah. And then Hannah kicked them off and took their day trip away.
Yeah, and she was going to go there and have a soda. So,
I'm not. But Captain Sandy was pretty clear, so I'm not really sure where they're going with
she
this.
Said, just have like, you can have like a drink, but like, don't go for hours and hours and hours.
And Hannah's so, like, you know what? I know if I stay, he's going to make me drink, and I wouldn't put it past Sandy to breathalyze me the second I get back to the boat.
Yeah. So now the guests are there on the beach with Hannah and Conrad, and they're having a fun time. And meanwhile, back on the boat, Jamie's coughing, and Brooke is talking about the tension with Hannah. She's talking with Joao about the tension that she's having with Hannah now, and things like that, you know. Yeah.
Kenny's wearing a t-shirt that says new money, LOL.
And he's still wearing his themselves. Hashtag no onions hat, too. Sorry, what were you saying?
I love when people label themselves. It saves us so much time.
I know. And then so meanwhile, on the beach, Conrad's bitching to Hannah about Sandy and how Sandy's just been like on his ass today as usual. And Hannah's like, well, you know, I'm in a position where if she salts with me, I can just be like, you know what, honey. And that's it.
I can honey her right up. And he tells her that Captain Sandy said he's better without Hannah, which, you know, is starting shit. So yeah. He's kind of like too much of a little girl, I think, to be in that relationship. Because it's like you don't want to just ignite Hannah. Okay, she's already ready to go off.
So at 6:20 p.m., the guests have decided they're going to start heading back. So they're on the boat. But they're not really being so quick about going back because they're stopping to take a picture here, look at the sunset there. They're just sort of like, it seems like they're just sort of casually heading back to the boat. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Someone is like, never mind. Some weird stuff's happening outside my window, but I will not be distracted by it. Apologies.
Well, Casey is in the same place as you. She's like, what am I doing right now? Like, set the table, Casey. It's like, okay. Oh gosh, why is the iron sticking to this? Like, you're not supposed to iron the table, Casey. Sorry. Oh, got him better without Hannah.
What about this? Oh, Casey, don't iron the Esky either. Okay.
So Captain comes in and she's like, where's Hannah?
With the guests, hopefully finding her soulmate.
And then we
that's
see
at 7
clip.
O'clock.
Yeah, we see a clip of Captain saying, you can have a Coke, and as long as it's not hours in the hours.
Exactly. So now it's 7:30. Where's Hannah? Where's Hannah? Still not back? That's just wrong. Candy, that's just wrong.
You do nothing for 24 hours? And then you make Brooke, the one who worked for you, stay here and work while you go out on a boat? That is wrong, Candy. That is ridiculous, Candy.
Is that fair as a leader? I mean, you're basically forcing someone to have reverse naps, just constantly staying awake. That's not right. You can't take someone's nap away from them. You can't.
A reverse nap is a pan, okay? And I've washed enough pans while you were sleeping. Okay, now get back here.
Hannah, Sandy, get Hannah back to this boat now. I'm not fucking happy, and tell her to see me immediately on the bridge. No, not you, Joao. No, you don't get to ride the bus now. Hannah's in the bridge. Hannah time.
So she's like, I am so fucking pissed, one cook at the bar. Talk about someone taking advantage.
How big is this Coke, okay? You know, is this like 10 liters? Oh, my God. Little liter humor for everyone. Some
she's not only
humor.
Late,
no?
She's going to come back with the worst burps I ever heard in my life. So
and she'll be so amped. She won't be able to fall asleep tonight. That's you know, it's just sleep. How could you do that to sleep? It's not nice.
So Hannah starts freaking out. And she's like, well, I'm with the guests pouring drinks. What's wrong? I'm just doing my job. And then it cuts to Captain. I want to fire her. I want to fire Hannah so bad. God, I'm sick of that girl. And she starts turning into Captain Lee, like pacing around, like planning to fire, you know.
So Hannah walks up. She walks up to the bridge like, honey. She's like, oh, get away from me. Go to your cabin, which is hilarious. She's like, I want to see you right away. Okay, now I see you. Go away. I'm going to see you when I'm calm.
And Hannah goes, Steve face.
I'm on the verge of fucking firing you, Hannah. You've been gone. Go away. Leave me, Hannah. No. Don't go.
And then back in Hannah's room, she's like, what is going on? Honey.
Go. Leave me. Go. Honey.
Yeah, she's having a nervous honey breakdown down there. And that brings us to the end of Blue Dick.
I know. We didn't even get to see what happened. No, we don't get to see what happens next week, I should say. I'm, like, very intrigued.
Yeah, what the hell, people? So we'll be back next week to finish this up. In the meantime, come over to Canada to see us in the Just Ha Ha for Laughs Festival.
Oh,
over
yeah.
At the Ha Ha Place, Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, that Friday. Then in the end of August, we're going to go to West Palm Beach, where they've got a lovely ocean. And we'll also be going to Atlanta for two shows after that. And then Denver in September. You know, those almost rhyme, so that's fun. Yeah. And in the meantime, you know, it's a busy schedule, so make sure to get your naps in there, everybody.
Get your naps, and we'll talk tomorrow when I've calmed down. Just leave me. Go away.
Signing off, this is Captain Sandy Yan. Joao will be driving the bus for the rest of the day.
Hannah, Sandy, to the audience. Goodbye.